The Cursed Wife by Pamela Hartshorne. Read by Rachel Atkins. London, Little Wood Street, November 1590. Outside, a blustery wind is shoving clouds across the sun. The light comes and goes, sweeping stripes of sunlight and shadow across the city, like bars across a prison window. Inside, the chamber is empty, except for the two of us. Once as close as sisters. One fair, one dark. One a mistress, one a maid. One alive, one dead. Before, the air was rent with fury, with the sourness of resentment, of jealousy, of fear. Now there is nothing. Just the jerking of my heart and the shriek of her absence and a muffled rushing and roaring in my ears. She lies unmoving on the rush matting, one arm bent awkwardly beneath her, her cap askew. Her eyes are open, fixed on the chest where the sunlight skims the belly of a silver jug and moves on, but they do not blink. Her lips are parted, as if she is about to speak, a tiny thread of green silk trailing from the corner of her mouth. But she's not going to brush it irritably away. She is dead. The light has gone from her, snuffed out, as easily as pinching a wick between your fingers. I knew it straight away. A bright shard of terror slicing through me then, falling away to leave me numb. I must move. I must think. But I can't. I can just stand here, turning the embroidered cushion between my hands around and around and around. My fingertips graze the piping, slide across the damask, skip over the piping once more, on and on, until I am sure that I can feel every thread in the weft, every curve of the pattern. My gaze flickers frantically around the chamber, looking at anything but the crumpled lack of her on the floor. There is a clog in my throat, hard and unyielding. I can't swallow it down, can't choke it up. A vicious pressure is building behind my eyes, and in my chest, fear is rising, swelling unstoppably. Dear God, what have I done? The wind bangs accusingly on the glass panes, rattling at the casement, as if it knows exactly what happened. If it gets in, it will swirl up the truth that has been hidden for so long and shout it along the streets, and all will be lost. I cannot let that happen. But what can I do? What can I do? I pushed her, yes. But she pushed me too. I was just trying to make her understand. But she would not listen. I did not mean this to happen. I had no idea. If I could go back to quarreling, I would. I wish that I could. I wish that I could unravel time, pull the thread back and back and back through the years to when we were little maids and we loved each other. And we still had the chance to do things differently.